Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week, I've got a couple interviews with you that I think you'll be interested in, and they come from the Pfizer Animal Health media event that I went on last week. That was up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and that was the Delivering Solutions Through Research and Innovation event, where they brought in mainly cattle publication editors to get a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on there at Pfizer Animal Health. Our focus was on bovine respiratory disease, BRD, because they had to really narrow it down. They do so much, and I think that for this group, that was actually a perfect way to see the kind of what goes on at the company from all the way from the when they first come up with the idea for a product all the way through the process to get it to the market and out to producers. So we're going to go there in just a moment, but first, a little bit about what's going on and coming up here with Zimcom New Media. This week, I'll be attending another media event for Syngenta, and this is going to be taking place up in North Iowa, and it's one of their learning centers where we're going to see some of what they've got going on with some new products. I think they're going to have a real focus on biofuels and some of the things they're doing in that area. And looking at the whole biofuels industry and the increased demand for corn has really placed some new challenges for producers. And Syngenta, one of those companies that's looking for ways to help farmers make better and good and better decisions. So that's where I'll be this week and the kind of post that you're going to find on AgWired starting about midweek. Let's go to this week's program, and the first interview that I have here for you is with Reagan Weber. She's Pfizer's marketing communications manager, and Reagan brought in this group and was our tour leader, I guess you'd say, throughout the event. I had a chance to sit down with her towards the end of the event to talk about why Pfizer decided to do this, since this is not something they've done before, and I think I wanted to get her perspective on it because I know other companies are looking at this type of an event, which I can only say good things about. And I'm sure that as you're going to hear, pretty much everybody that participated did as well. Because after talking with Reagan, I also interviewed two of the editors that were along with us. One of those is Holly Martin. She's the editor for High Plains Journal out of Dodge City, Kansas. And also Bob Strong, who is the owner and publisher of Feedlot Magazine. So you might be interested to see what another journalist thinks about going behind the scenes with a company like Pfizer. So let's get started here. Here's my interview with Reagan. Reagan, first of all, we've been on a tour, and I, as I understand it, this might be like the first time that Pfizer has invited in journalists for this kind of behind-the-scenes look?
Yes, it's the first time that cattle journalists have been invited in. We actually, on the consolidation of the Kalamazoo area, we had local press come in, and this is our first of outside of Michigan press that we're allowed to come in and take a look behind the scenes.
Well, I've been on some of these types of media events with different companies, but I dare say probably most don't do something like this. It, to me, seems to just be a common sense sort of way to develop great relationships, for one thing. So tell me a little bit about the kind of planning you had to go through in order to make this happen.
Planning started about two and a half months ago. And we got together with our team at our veterinary medicine research and development facility and said we would like to bring some folks in behind the scenes, folks who talk to or their readership are our customers, so that our customers get a better view of what goes on, what goes into their products. And started with just a conversation of what can we do in about a day to give them a nice overview of what goes on, how much goes into the product, how much goes into planning and care and quality.
Well, I can only imagine with a company like Pfizer that you've got all kinds of issues that have to be addressed, not the least being security, right?
Security is a very big one. It's biosecurity to make sure that the products are kept safe and sound, as well as the people. You know, obviously we deal with penicillins and things, so we have to be careful of folks in penicillin reactions, possible keeping everybody safe that way. Animal care, obviously we have to test our products. We have to do studies and testing, and animal welfare is another big concern, obviously, as we go through this. But that's ultimately why we have these products as well, is to keep animals healthy and safe, and ultimately for a safe food supply.
Well, when I was just at the Agricultural Media Summit, there were two company representatives who said they or their company was considering this type of an event, but I think they had some, they were a little nervous about it. So first of all, I'd say applaud Pfizer Animal Health for doing this, because I think from my perspective, I've learned stuff in one day, more than in one day than I would, I don't even know how many trade shows I'd have to go to and spend time in your booth to learn this. And to see it in action is just really hard to replace, too. So for companies who would consider something like this, any suggestions from your learning of this that you'd tell them, hey, keep this in mind, for example?
You know, it is a sensitive area. It's not normal, again, because of safety concerns, whether it be for the people that we're bringing in or the products or the animals or what happens to be going on in the facility. And what we did was, how much can we bring to them? Where can we take them? Where can we? Just a few things to give them a hands-on touch kind of thing. And it really takes a lot of coordination. Our Veterinary Medicine Research Development, or VMRD, staff has been very, very excellent in helping us manage and learn what we can bring to you all. What can we say? What can we do? How many things do we have to do in pictures? Because it's just not safe to touch, or, you know, and that sort of thing. So it's really the coordination of the team. I couldn't have done it without all of the people and coordination and advice and coming up with creative new ways. But it's a lot of bringing to you and bringing to our guests, if you will, what they can see.
Well, and I think we can't overlook, I mentioned relationships, the fact that, yeah, we know we can call you and you're our resource if we need more information anytime, have questions, that kind of thing. But to be able to spend a little bit of time with some of the researchers who we might get a chance to interview at some point, but to just, so they know who we are, and I think that develops not just the relationship, but some trust and better understanding between both sides here when you've got media and a company like Pfizer.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, from the standpoint of media relations in the agriculture world, how many relationships do we have on the phone? And we don't get to meet each other. I know a couple of the folks here I've known for 3 years, but over the phone, doing interviews, conducting interviews, setting up interviews, and finally get to meet face-to-face, because so much of our work is either out in the field, they're out with customers. And at the same time, with research and development, so many of those people are in the labs, because that's what they need to be doing. They're in the labs, they're conducting studies, they're behind the scenes. And I'm just glad also we got to give everybody exposure to what they do and how much value they bring, not only to Pfizer, but to our customers. And to bring them out from behind closed doors and to get them exposure and their expertise is invaluable. It is a great relationship builder, and I was very excited to have a lot of those people around this group to talk to them and explain to them. They're scientists. A lot of times we need to not talk in scientific terms, and we have some great folks that can really help educate what goes on.
Well, I've got to say, especially while we're doing this interview, we're in between stops on the second morning touring some facilities, which today included manufacturing, where products are you know, manufactured and packaged. And to me, that was just an eye-opener to see the immense amount of infrastructure that goes behind a company like Pfizer, and I'm sure others that, you know, most people, especially consuming public, would never know. So that's a perspective for us when we do our stories that we wouldn't have had otherwise. So I think there's got to be a lot of value in that we'll see, hopefully, in stories that are written maybe after the fact here. Which, let's get to the point of public relations communications. Your expectation, I assume, is that this might be the catalyst for some stories about what Pfizer Animal Health is doing, right?
I hope so. That is the plan, yes. But what we hope came through in this past 24 hours is all the care and value that goes behind. It's not just a product. We're not just selling product to our customers. It's the care, the value from discovery or the idea stage right up to the manufacturing and packaging. It's like manufacturing and packaging is the ribbon on the whole package right there, and how much work and care and value. And we had to do things through examples, but I'm hoping what we'll come across is how our products really help our customers and help the producers. And that's what I truly hope to get out of some of this information, that they carry that message back through their publications to their readership, our customers, and animal health producers, that they're getting that kind of value, that how we help them manage their business.
Well, I assume that after we're done, and we're not quite to the end of the event yet, but there'll be some follow-up evaluation, and whether that's with us as the journalists who came in, or even internally with some of the staff that have been a part of this. But just kind of what's your gut feeling about how this has gone, and you know, from your perspective, has it gone well? Or do you think you're accomplishing your objectives? And any feedback you might have gotten already?
I think the feedback overall has been mostly positive. And I think there were a lot of aha moments. Wow, I didn't realize that's what that looked like, or that's what went on. And how do you take it from this stage to telling a producer how they should or should use your product and walking them through that? And there were lots of fascinating questions, lots of good interaction. I think it went overall very, very well. I hope we do get more positive feedback. I am interested, since this is the first time we're doing anything like this, to hear positive. What do you think we should do better? What did you like? You know, that sort of thing. I always like to get that kind of feedback, no matter if it's journalists or our customers or veterinarians, whoever we're dealing with. Pfizer in particular likes to hear feedback on how can we improve. So.
Well, I'll wait until I get the questionnaire to fill mine out, so we won't do that here. But I really do appreciate you taking time to just to discuss putting on an event like this with a company like Pfizer. Like I said, I think other companies are considering this kind of thing or have done it and maybe are just interested to hear how it went for somebody else. So I'm sure that's greatly appreciated. That's Reagan Weber with Pfizer Animal Health. And we're on the Delivering Solutions Through Research and Innovation media event tour. I really want to thank Reagan for having us in to the Pfizer facilities, because it was just, as if you've been watching on Ag Wired, seen some of the pictures and interviews, not a lot of pictures, since, you know, it was a lot of sensitive, confidential stuff that we were getting to see, but being able to talk to researchers, I actually still have a couple of interviews with them to post, which we'll be doing this week, but just a great event, and I congratulate her and the whole team that put it together, including the folks from Martin Williams, like Kenna and Lacey in particular. So next we've got here my interview with Holly Martin. Holly, like I said, is editor of High Plains Journal, and I think she's also vice president for Livestock Publications Council. So let's get Holly's perspective on this event. First of all, Holly, if you would, just tell me your name, publication, where you're from.
I'm Holly Martin. I'm the editor of the High Plains Journal in Dodge City, Kansas.
I guess I'd like your perspective as a journalist attending this media event that Pfizer Animal Health is doing for the first time, as I understand it. What do you get out of this? What do you take away from this type of an event?
Well, it's just really all about education, and the only way that we can write good stories and do a good job of educating our producers and the people that read our publications is if we're informed. And so it's interesting to me to hear about the whole process. They've really taken us from the beginning to the end here, and something that I've never seen before, so it's really interesting.
Yeah, we, I think, go to a lot of meetings and conventions and trade shows, and you get some of that information, but being able to see it firsthand is just, there's a whole different element that brings to it, right?
Yeah, it is. It's being amongst the people who are doing it, and you get a whole more in-depth perspective. So it's really interesting.
So one of the things that we got to do behind the scenes here was a wet lab, and that's an experience you're certainly not going to get anywhere else, right?
Yeah, definitely, and it's really was literally a hands-on thing where they allowed us to see the differences in healthy lungs and unhealthy lungs, and I can tell you what, I'm not going to forget that for a long time. I'll be able to write from a completely different perspective because of that.
So coming to this event, did you have an expectation that you would go back and write an article about this experience, or just use it as part of your perspective for an article you're going to write?
Well, both. We'll certainly be able to use the information that we've gotten here to educate our producers. We always have that fine line there where we have to be careful not to cross, but I do think our farmers and ranchers are interested in what is going on with these companies that are really their partners in business. And so, you know, that's a legitimate story for us to be able to write. But then I'll also be able to use the information as a perspective as we go on and developments change and animal health things change.
Well, thank you very much. That's Holly Martin, and we're here at the Pfizer Animal Health Media event. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting. Also along on the tour or event was Bob Strong, Feedlot Magazine, and I think you'll find it interesting to see what Bob thinks about coming behind the scenes with Pfizer. Bob, first of all, tell me your name, magazine, and where you're from.
Bob Strong, Feedlot Magazine. I'm from Dighton, Kansas. That's about 100 miles in from Colorado.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about your perspective on being invited into and coming to a facility like Pfizer's here.
Well, it's really nice to get the real feeling for the facilities they have. You don't quite realize that. For instance, we just visited a very big manufacturing facility. But I would say, on the other hand, it might have covered 40 acres. Well, that probably means a lot more than just big. And most people, most of my readers, would certainly understand 40 acres.
Yeah, that puts it in a real perspective for a farmer, doesn't it?
Well, it would, yes. Uh-huh.
So getting to come here and meet these people, the researchers, the people behind the scenes here, that probably means a lot and helps you when you get to writing your articles.
Yeah, well, it does. You really get a sense of why that vaccination, why the cost factor. You can see the dollars that are spent, which I think helps a lot and would help anyone understand, yeah, that's expensive medicine, but we use it because it's effective, and the reason it's effective is because they have the facilities to research it and produce it and make it consistent. You understand that better by going through the facility.
What are you going to take away from here?
I think a lot of it is just realizing the complexity in coming up with the products that Pfizer manufactures. You get a more in-depth understanding of their investment and where that cost comes from. It has to. Of course, everyone's wanting to make a profit, but it is very intensive investment to develop these drugs.
So you like the idea of a company bringing us journalists in kind of behind the scenes in order to get that added perspective for when we are writing about them and their products?
Well, it's pretty hard to write about something if you have no understanding of it. So it's really a matter of of understanding it enough to write about it.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Bob. Like you, I fully agree that this has been a great learning experience and a good one for us to see behind the scenes from a company like Pfizer Animal Health. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. We're going to close out with some music here. This is from the PodSafe Music Network, and I'm going to try to pronounce this band's name. It's Brobdingnagian Bards. And because we were talking with Pfizer Animal Health, I found a song that at least has health in the title, and this one's called Health to the Company. I hope you like it, and thank you for listening.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come and lift up your voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass.
Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty, sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no one in this wide world as happy as me. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. I wish it safe landing without any shock. And if ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.